For all Talk the radio.
I guess it do what it do. Thanking you for all that is and all that will ever be, God. On this Friday, we give thanks, God, as we prepare ourselves for our money substance on Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. We give thanks as we bring in Ayanna Vincent, claiming all of our goodness. As we clean up our energy for money this morning. As we bring in the experience of money, knowing that money is God's goodness in expression. Knowing that God is all there is. Knowing that God is all there is. As we bring all of God's goodness into this experience, we listen to this forgiveness meditation.
Forgiveness meditation. This meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of forgiveness within your mind and body. Forgiveness is the ultimate act of love. It is the choice to give away the hurt, pain, and memories attached to an experience, incident, or upset. Forgiveness transcends the smallness of anger, judgment, and pain, allowing the mind and heart to rise into a place of higher consciousness and love. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. See, feel, imagine. Intended to be so. That you are sitting under a beam of golden light. That light comes from the heart or the mind of God, wherever that may be. And it shines down on you, covering you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, throughout every aspect and fiber of your being. Golden light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. Breathe the light in. And release the light. And allow your heart to be filled with the following thought form. I forgive, I am forgiving, I am forgiven, I am forgivable. I forgive, I am forgiving, I am forgiven, I am forgivable. For every hurt or pain or upset I have ever experienced, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every abandonment, every rejection, every disappointment that I have ever experienced in my life, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. And breathe the light. And allow it to fill you from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head and down again from your crown to your soul, the golden light of forgiveness. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. Breathe the light and release. Knowing that the golden light of forgiveness is now integrated into every fiber of your being. And every hurt and every pain, every wound, every disappointment, rejection, judgment, belief, perception, that is anything but love, is now disintegrated in the golden light of forgiveness. As you know, affirm, believe, accept. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. I let it be. And so it is. And we take a long, deep inhale and a slow, complete exhale. A slow, complete inhale. A slow, complete exhale. And wiggle your fingers and your toes and stretch your body, allowing the energy of forgiveness to be fully integrated into every fiber of your being. And when you are ready, open your eyes. Focus your gaze upon one thing in the room. And take a long, deep inhale. And drop it with the sound. Bring your awareness back to this space, and this time, your body. Be renewed by the energy of forgiveness. As you move into your day, be sure to do something good for yourself. And be blessed. Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Amen. Can't hear you.
Can you hear me now? Hello,
yes,
hello,
ma'am.
Hello. Okay, thank you. I don't know what's going on with my technology this morning, but we're going to go ahead and play a Christmas song, and then we're going to invite Zakiya in. I don't know. I can't get on the computer. Let's hear this one. This is Kim. Tuned in to the Love Zone. Then we're going to invite Zakiya to sing I Love Myself.
Go outside and play in the snow. I can make a little fire, we can break it down like Eskimos. Simply stated, there's no place I'd rather be. It's Christmas time for you and me, girl. Spread love, peace, and joy throughout the world. While every little boy is trying to find something for his favorite girl. Yes, baby, your Santa Claus is on his way. He'll be keeping you satisfied Christmas Day. What can I do to make your dreams come true for Christmas? What can I bring to make your heart sing so you'll be mine for Christmas? Have a Merry Christmas, babe. Hey, girl.
There'll be jingle bells for you and me. We'll snuggle by the Christmas tree. A celebration of green and gold. We'll sing along to Nat King Cole. Good tidings to all and to all good cheer. I just want to know my baby's here. Keeping me warm all through the night, yeah. Got an angel by my side. What can I do to make your dreams come true for Christmas? What can I bring to make your heart sing tonight so you will be?
Anything.
All I want is the joy you bring. I'll give you my heart wrapped up in a bow. La 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 la, all the way we go.
Girl, it's Christmas when I'm loving you. Yeah.
What can I do,
hey,
to make your dreams come true for Christmas?
Be mine for Christmas. What can I bring you, girl?
Oh.
I want to make your dreams come true so you'll be mine.
I want to be yours.
Will you be mine, baby?
Yes, be mine.
Oh, for Christmas.
Christmas.
I just wanna love you, girl. do anything, baby.
We can cuddle over by the fire.
Yeah,
I like that.
Have a Merry Christmas, girl. Give you anything.
Be mine.
All right. You tuned in to the Love Journey. That was Kim. And Be Mine. Would you be mine for Christmas? All right. We're going to bring in Zakiya so we can sing. I don't see any, so let me look them here and see.
Good morning. Good morning, Queen.
Good morning. I don't see any this morning.
Oh, okay. Oh, my goodness. See how brother do it, sister. Well, it's all good. We know we got some bass and baritones in the background, so I'm going to, first of all, say good morning to you, beloved Janine Ann Ingram, and thank you so much for your offering of love and prayer this morning. And family, good morning to each and every one of you, Love Journey family, Blog Talk family, blessings and peace and love to you. Morning, we are going to prepare ourselves to sing our amazing and wonderful love song, I Love Myself So Much, so I can love you so much, and you can love you so much, so you can keep on loving me. Unmute your phones, family. I don't know how the blog talk can come in, but we're going to do it on a count of three. One, two, three. I love myself so much, so much, so I can love you so much, so much. And you can love you so much, so much, so you can keep loving me. Come on, family. I love myself so much, so much. So I can love you so much, so much. And you can love you so much, so much. So you can keep on loving me. Yes! I love myself so much. So I can love you so much. And you can love you so much. So much.
So you can keep on loving me.
Hallelujah. Praise God for another day of life and life abundantly. Thank you, beautiful family. Keep that love flowing and keep it growing. Every time you see us, every time you look in the mirror, look in your beautiful eyes and just say, I love myself. I love myself. And as you're loving yourself, you know you send that vibration of love out to others. Thank you, Queen Ann Janine. I love you so much. I'm sending it back to you. Peace and love.
Yes, sir. Well, Zakiya, before you leave, do you want to tell them about what's happening tonight? The launch of something most amazing tonight?
Well, all right. Thank you so much. Yes, family, I just wanted to give thanks and praise for the opportunity to be tonight on Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition, which is getting ready to change the love, sex, and relationships in the coming year. Bonnie and I are going to be doing our show tonight, and tonight I'm going to be showcased as the brand new author that I am of my memoir, Jamaica, a Memoir of Miracles, Manifestations, Love. We're going to be talking tonight about the other woman. If you've ever been the other woman, or if you've been in a relationship where you had another woman that you had to have an experience with, and I talk about this in my book with my own experience with that, and so we're going to be talking about that tonight. We're going to invite you to join in the conversation, to share your experience. Of course, I'll be sharing mine. I'll be reading some excerpts from the book around that topic. And, you know, mainly because everybody's experience is different. And one of the things that I say in my book is about making judgments. Because I would say this, you never know what you'll do in any situation until you're in it. I had a lot of feedback from people, and I'm not going to go into too much this morning, but I had a lot of feedback from people about the way I handled that particular situation. And, of course, everybody said, I would have did this and I would have did that. You just never know. So, anyway, that's the topic tonight, the other woman. If you've ever been one, if you've ever been in a relationship, we had to handle one. So we're going to be talking about that. 7:30 tonight, Eastern Standard Time, 646-929-0630, 646-929-0630. Let's talk love, sex, and nutrition. Thank you, Janine, and thank you, family, for joining us tonight. Peace and bless.
Well, you don't want to miss the opportunity to see how she handled the situation when someone showed up in her relationship. I don't think I ever met a woman yet who has done what she's done when the other woman showed up in the relationship. Now, this is a powerful conversation tonight. You don't want to miss it. In the book, if you haven't purchased the book, you are missing out on a good read of forgiveness, of joy, of love, of manifesting your dreams. There's so many nuggets to take away from the book. So you want to get a chance. Zakiya, can you tell them how to get the book? I'm getting the kids locked
out. Oh. Wait a minute. I'm driving. Okay, can you hear me now, Janine? Okay, so yes, you can. So you can go to, I'm so happy to say, you can go to Amazon and just type in Jamaica, a memoir, and it'll pop up by Zakiya Amida. Jamaica, a memoir by Zakiya Amida, a memoir of miracles, manifestations, love. You can get it up on Amazon, or you can go to my author page, author Zakiya Amida on Facebook. There's a link there for Amazon and for Create Space. Or you can go to my Facebook page, Zakiya Amida. Also, there's links there for you to order from Create Space or Amazon. Also, if you'd like to have an autographed copy, you can go to my website, Jamaica Memoir, JamaicaMemoir, JamaicaMemoir.com, and PayPal, you can pay through PayPal, and then I will send you your book, and I will autograph it for you. So I think that those are the main ways. You can also send me an email at jamaicamemoir@gmail.com if you want to make any comments or just share your thoughts about the book. Also, family, I would ask you to please, when you finish reading the book, to write something up with Amazon for me. You know, that sells books, and that gets me to New York Times number one bestseller, which I'm affirming. So I appreciate if you would to write a little something about what your experience was in reading my memoir. So that's it. And thank you so much, Janine. We'll talk some more tonight, and I'll also be giving this information out tonight on the radio show.
All right. That's Zakiya Amida and her new book. All right, family, let's support her in her new book, a great Christmas gift, a great read. We're going to move right into what our Fridays is about. And you know Fridays is about building our relationship to money. And we're reading a book, Overcoming Under-Earning. So welcome to Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe as we bring in our wonderful, amazing, can't nobody do it like, Chastity A. Cause there's no stopping her now. Come on, Chastity. Good morning, Chastity.
Happy Friday, love journey, Janine.
Happy Friday.
Oh, yes. So definitely, we are going to continue on in our great book of Overcoming Under Earning, which is our 5-step plan to a richer life by Barbara Stanley. We actually are in chapter three. I'm sorry, step three,
Sudbury, chapter 6. Would you imagine we only in Sudbury? And this is actually the stretch. This is where we left off last week. We talked about the stretch. And in the stretch, we talked about the question I ask every day is the same. Is the same. It's always been, how much farther can I stretch to reach my fullest potential? That's what Oprah Winfrey always asks herself. Every day she always asks herself, how much farther can I stretch to reach my fullest potential? I think that's a powerful question because a lot of times we don't ask ourselves that. And this part of the book, we're really talking about the application. Before, we've just been doing a lot of clearing and looking back over what's blocking us and, you know, different things like that. However, in this chapter, it's more of the application of what we have been able to start from this point on. But one of the things I wanted to highlight that we went over last week as well is that she talked about is in anything that we're doing, the desired result always lies beyond our reach, in the discomfort zone. So everything that we always desire, it lies in our discomfort zone, right? So, and she also points out in this book, in this chapter as well, on page 109, that while the first two steps in this plan are meant to wake us up, this step demands that you get out of the bed, right? This step demands that we get out of the bed, whether we feel like it or not. The stretch carries with it a strict stipulation. Feel the fear, endure the discomfort, observe the resistance, and yet go for it anyway. So that's what this is about, and us moving forward and going for it anyway. We left off, and we're going to pick up today on you're your only real barrier, Janine. That's what I really do go down to. You're your only real barrier. When it gets right down to it, there's only one thing that stands between your decision to make more money and actually having it. It's not your job. It's not your children, your spouse, your age, your gender, your lack of credentials, or whatever you thought it was. Your biggest barrier is fear. So, family, we really have to understand that and wrap our minds around it. Because I know a lot of times, and I know when we first started doing this, on the line, everybody had their reasons and, you know, fixed incomes and this, and that, and, you know, me talking about my baby. And so we all have these different stories that we say. But the reality is our biggest barrier is fear. There's nothing wrong with being afraid, Janine. Fear is actually normal. We all have it. Fear is a natural reaction to real or perceived danger. But the operative word here is perceived. So I thought that that was really powerful, even talking about that and trying to help us move from one space to the next. She went on to say, I once got an email that gave me a good laugh while vividly making the point. I can jump out of an airplane, but take control of my life. I can jump out of an airplane, but take control of my life and make more money. Now that's a real challenge. How crazy is that, right? Because, I mean, I know me personally, I would rather take control of my life than jump out of an airplane that works. But it's amazing what fear will paralyze you to do and stop you in your tracks to really make you think of. One of the journal exercises at the top of the book that was powerful as well, that I think is a good reflection for us all, is journal your response to this question. If you're not acting out of fear, what would you do?
Woo.
If you were not acting out of fear, what would you do? So I thought that was really powerful because it really did give me an opportunity to look at some of the things that, yeah, though I've made, you know, and I continue to make bold statements and I show up on the planet in certain areas in my life, I still realize when I answered this question here, in particular, Denise, I'm like, yo, girl, you can really still step up and really show up even more. So, again, family, if you're not acting out of fear, what would you do? So after we go over this next part, I would love to hear what some of the people would have to say and what we can talk about here for us to really start beginning our stretch and moving into this place, because this is the step to really help us, as Barbara say, get out the bed and really start utilizing what we're talking about. So what's your stretch? From this day forward, find ways to stretch on a regular basis. You're training yourself to surpass your former limitations. Every day, actually seek opportunities to do what you think you can't do, be it as simple as adding a lap to your swimming routine. Speak up and ask for what you want, Janine, even if it's just the last cookie, right?
Yes.
Let go of what's holding you back. My God. Anything from an unhealthy relationship to a directive from Blanche. Remember, Blanche is that little crazy voice inside our head. What can you start doing now that will take you out of your comfort zone? It will have you do with your work or money. I'm sorry. What can you do right now that will have you that will take you right out of your comfort zone? It may have nothing to do with work or money. The idea is to find ways to empower yourself by pushing yourself.
Wow, what can you do?
Yeah, I thought that was really powerful. Some of the different things that we can talk about, but I would love to hear some of the other things that people on the call would love to say and share as well. And then one other thing I wanted to point out as well before we do open it up, because I really want us to reaffirm it to ourselves, hear it out loud, really talk about it. All right, so then the personal stretch. What are some of the things that I could do? What are some of the things I could be doing that I'm afraid to do? Now, make sure one of them is to tell someone else your earning goal. Remember, I called you Janine and I told you to. Mm-hmm. You've got to be able to confidently declare your intention, family, without laughing, explaining, or getting embarrassed. So this is the part we really, really, really have to get to this point. It's time for us to really talk about it. What are some of the things that you would do if you were not acting out of fear? What can you start doing now? Whether it's asking for the extra cookie, asking for that raise from your job, networking more. I mean, be honest. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about those things. Actually, going for a walk when you get off of work, just to empower yourself. Just so you feel good about yourself. Again, like she said, it may have nothing to do with actual work or money, but just the things that really do empower us. Because remember what we talked about in the beginning of the book is our money is just really more of our spiritual energy may manifest here. And as Janine always talk about, how we do one thing is how we do all things. So a lot of people who even came to her in the beginning for help with their money actually start finding out that they start losing more weight, found love, and all these other things in their lives. It's because you feel better about yourself and you start attracting those things. So let's open up the line, family. Let's start making our declarations. What are some of the things that we can do if we were not acting out of fear? What would we do? How are you going to start stretching yourself this weekend, today? I know I've had to start stretching myself. I have to actually write every day. I have to. It's just one of my commitments to myself. There's so many other things that we have to continue to do to continue to stretch ourselves. Reaching out, doing more, booking more events,
whatever that is. What is that for you? Let's talk about it. Star 6, so press 1 if you are on Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
This is Parker family. Can you hear Baltimore? Can you hear King from Baltimore?
Good morning, King.
Good morning, good morning. I love that, that aspect of fear is what's holding us back. And I think I mentioned before, there's the fear of criticism that really, really has me on lockdown. But what tripped me out this morning from the conversation is what I do because of fear. I'll do any and everything else as though it is the most important thing. Or I will seem to find that something else is more important. So I don't set the intention that I need to based on the priority. And that's kind of messed up as I look onto that. So thank you for that input that wakes me up again. Because I'm thinking I'm doing one thing, but in actuality, I'm still messing myself up.
That's good.
That is so good. I can see that. I've done that in my own life.
And if I may, I got this question. Yesterday, it's like the anniversary of the third month of me being 60. And I'm looking at life from a totally different perspective. So I said, on the 15th of every month, what I'm going to do is shut everything and everybody down to do what I need to do in order to move forward. But I thought I was going to shut everything down. But lo and behold, some other issues came up at like my mother's house and what have you. And I needed to address it. So is it possible that not only is fear a factor in ourselves, but is fear operating in a force that we can't really see and trying to actually throw things into the mix that's keeping us from what we're supposed to do, keeping us from our destiny? Or is that inside of us too?
You want me to ask that, Chad?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So, yes, fear can show up because, everything is energy. So fear can show up outside of ourselves as things that distract us from being focused on what it is that we have to focus on. So fear can show up in many, many, many ways in our life, like things showing up that has to be done, or fear can show up as procrastination. For me, my fear has showed up as a lot of times as my own procrastination, and I have to move past my own procrastination. When it used to show up as other things happening, I began to realize that nothing is more important than the commitment I made to myself. So I stopped allowing other things to be more important than the commitment. But then it starts showing up as the procrastination. You know, it would take me days and hours to get one thing, one simple thing done, because of my own fear, and I had to move past myself. So, yes, fear can show up as the spirit and energy of many things, and it's just showing up as our energetic expression. It can show up as, I don't feel good. Oh, my stomach hurt. Literally, let me tell you, one of the ladies, I don't know if she's on the line. I won't say her name. She was starting to do something, and we were all coming in support. She called me. She said, my throat is so, I can't even speak today. We're going to have to cancel. I said, you know that's just fear, right? I said, if you just move past your fear, if you go into meditation, I promise you, you could speak. She was like, no, I can't speak. And I said, oh, yes, you can. We're going to keep moving forward. If you can't speak, then I'll do the talking for you. We're going to keep doing it. Do you know what she did? She did what I asked her to do, meditate. By the time it was time for us to open up and do what she was supposed to do, guess what? Her voice was back. It's, you know, fear can show up as something happening in our body. Fear can show up as, I had a car accident. You know, fear can show up because it's so debilitating that it can stop us from actually doing what we want to do. And we're like, well, no, it was really the car accident. Oh, I had a throat. It was so sore. But if we can move past it, the car accident, the sore throat, everything, then you really are making an accomplishment.
So fear is really. I can give you many examples of fear showing up in people and my own life, and I had to still do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fear can show you up. I'm going to tell you, one day I was on the way, one of my first speaking engagements. Oh, my God. I was so afraid to get on the stage. And oh, man. And so guess what? I was running late, so I started rushing, and I drew into my experience a car accident. And, wow, it was really devastating. I was in the middle turning, and then in my mind I said, oh, my God, I can't go. Then I said, no, that's fear. So I called Brent, and I asked Brent, would he stay with the car? And I took his car and went to the where they towed my car, and I took his car to go speak. I did it anyway. It's just fear can show up in so many ways. That was the most fearful thing for me at one time, was to stand up in front of an audience and speak. It would debilitate me. It would make my stomach hurt, but I would do it anyway, no matter what showed up. I don't care how sick, how many bullets were sweating off of me, how many stomach aches I was getting, I would still stand in front of the audience and do it anyway.
And that's the whole point, Janine. That's what she talked about in the previous chapter as well, that a lot of times, you know, Blanche, you know, that voice in our head, it can get so strong and so loud within us that we're able to project those images to the outside world. Or we'll attract people that will continue to project that to us. Like, oh, yeah, King, don't do that. That's a bad investment. Don't do this. I remember last time Keisha and Boom Boom did that, and that's all you. That's all you. So we really have to be mindful in those things, because our fear will take physical manifestation. Even when we had went over that chapter, I think it's just so profound. I never understood why I'm very quiet when it's time for me to really make a decision to do things. I become very quiet. I become very centered to myself, meditative, and that's the only way that I really understand. I need complete clarity, and that's just it. I go really internally for it. And after reading that, I realized that it really has to do with just my own clarity and my own dealing with my own fear, right? Because if you're talking too fast about stuff, then it allows my own fear to take over my decision that I really want to do. I'll find reasons to procrastinate. I'll attract those accidents. You know, you'll attract all those different things into your experience to try to thwart the thing that you say you really desire to do. And it's because of your own fear. So it's definitely a very real thing. And I definitely do appreciate you even sharing and even talking about it, because it's real. It's real. And that's the whole point of us even discussing this and going over the book together, is because we're all experiencing the exact same thing. And this just provides a platform for us all to be able to share and be like, oh, goodness, I go through the same thing. You're right. Okay, cool. Breathe and let's go. Hey. Lady Love experienced the exact same thing. Let's do it. Come on. Let's go. So I think that's awesome.
Yeah. That's a great question,
anybody
too.
Anybody else? Mm-hmm. True.
Thanks, Jane.
And keep celebrating yourself on the 15th of every month. I think that's powerful.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because who else going to celebrate you, baby? Don't even wait till your solar return. Do it just every month, every month. I'm like, what? He got me thinking, like, I got to show up better than this. Hold on.
Thank you, ladies.
He got a birthday every month. Like, I ain't waiting the whole year to celebrate me. So, that's awesome.
You know what I like?
Is that anything else to say, baby? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say what I like about it is becoming still on a day that you were, a birth of each month that you were born, being still to rebirth that inner greatness. I love, that's kind of what I took away from the thought. But yeah, let's just open up your mind.
Yeah, that is powerful. Yeah, it's definitely powerful. Truly getting still. All right, family. All right. Everybody being shy and still don't want to talk. That's all right. I get it. We're getting down to the meat and potatoes. We got to really start dealing with some stuff now, sugar. So that's all right.
Do you think a lot of it is that people don't really know what their fears are? Do you think the fears can be hidden? Do you think your fears can be hidden under procrastination or other all the things that we never think about that fear? Because when I first had this question, the first time I did this, I was like, what am I fearing? I couldn't think of nothing. But then when I thought about my procrastination, that's another form of fear. When I thought about, you know, me not taking care of things or not opening my mail was another form of fear. So maybe are we not looking at what we're really fearing and how we could really stretch? As simple things as opening, like I made a commitment, I don't care what it is, to look at it and deal with it. Answer the phone when the bill collector's called, even though none call now, but when I was having those, you know, not facing my issues, problems, the bill collector's call, and I wouldn't answer the phone. Or I wouldn't open up my mail and stuff like that. Those things are forms of fear. So a simple act of opening all your mail or answering the bill collectors, like I got to the point where I called, when the bill collectors called, they'd be like, and I didn't know how or when I was going to pay. I was like, you know, well, I tell you what, as soon as I get the money, you'll be the first one to know. Well, when is that? When I know, I'll tell you. But right now, I don't know.
Right.
And so at this point, you do what you have to do, but as soon as I get my money, I'm going to pay you. Don't worry. And I would tell him, well, I said, when God finds in his heart to send it to me, I'm going to give it to you.
That's right.
So, I just, whatever I would say, I would just start answering and dealing with things. I started looking at my credit. You know how we get to the point where we messed up our credit and we won't look at it? I looked at my credit. I dealt with things. I wrote letters. I started facing the things that I wasn't willing to face. And that's how you get your life back in order. So sometimes we're not looking at what could be a fearful act, because we're not looking at it. Avoidance, that's another way. Because I was in avoidance at one time in my life. I didn't want to deal with it, so I avoided it. But that's not going to handle it. So maybe that's why we're not having a lot of conversation, because people not really understanding or maybe thinking about, what am I feeling? Because when I first did it, I didn't think, well, I don't really know no fears that I'm having. But then later on, it came to me, my avoidance. And when I read this, I think about 2 years ago. That was for me. I just wanted to throw that in just in case people didn't think about other ways of fear showing up.
Yeah. The thing is, we've been building on that throughout the book, and we took the opportunity and we went through a long list of what fears look like, right? So even if a person just joined the line, I get it. But for many of us, we haven't just joined the line. And I get it. Like, I really think that a lot of times, Janine, seriously, a lot of times it becomes evident, like, what's holding us back. And it's us, right? Because now we're not able to really walk in that, and we don't really want to face it or talk about it. Because I remember being there. It's easy for us to say, oh, I remember feeling like this as a kid, and oh, because then that's just reflection. That's kind of blaming it on my mom and not really having to own it at that moment. It's just a reflection. But now when it's time to say, okay, I felt these things. Now I see why I'm doing that. Okay, now here's your equipment to let's start moving out of this space. And so that takes a certain amount of, you have to be prepared and you have to want that part and truly desire that part. So I understand, truly, because I understand how long it really took me to read this book. I know how long it took me to truly journal and to get it all clear. Because I understood, saying it out loud to myself and actually writing it down, it was smacking me.
Mm-hmm.
I knew these things. I knew it. So I understand why people don't want to talk about it, especially, you know, on a Friday and, you know, you might have just got paid or whatever. You just want to go back to whatever you want to do, right? So it's easier to stay in that unconscious state than really awaken and face it.
you know. It just came here.
Bye.
If I may. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
You guys are waking me up again, because I appreciate this. I mean, this is what's necessary. But, you know, when we look at fear as being the thing that is keeping you from doing what you're supposed to do, period, then it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what it looks like. The thing is, it is fear that's keeping you from doing it. Because, I mean, this tickled me, Janine. You mentioned the thing about opening the mail. You know, I got a bag from, let's say, CVS. I just went to the house because I needed to move one of the cars. And I have a whole bag full of letters here, mail, that I have not opened. And, I mean, this is like a couple of months of mail that I have not opened. And
yeah.
When I sat in meditation yesterday, what I received was step to everything that you haven't done that you should have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And all that mail I just threw in a bag, and I brought it to the job because it's too cold to be working out here. I ain't going out there. So I'm going to let the county pay me for opening up my mail that I wouldn't open up at home.
My God, that's good.
Yeah, but fear is literally anything and everything that keeps you from doing what you're supposed to do. So it will show up in the cable going out at your house or next door, which would happen for me, for my mother. When the energy of my fear activated it, because it knew that I wanted to do something that was important for world transformation. Because I have to take that responsibility. That's nobody else's responsibility but mine. So each person recognize that they are individually responsible for world transformation. You need to step up. And so because of my fear, the cable went out next door, which all it took was, you know, calming my mom down, letting her know what she needed to know, and call the company because, you know, people in their 80s, they don't like the automated system. And so I sat there, and then my daughter, out of all the days, out of the week that she wants to show up, she shows up yesterday to visit. And I'm like, wow, really? So we have to step into place of transforming our conditioned mind to transform the environment that's around us so it will all move forward to keep the flow of what we need to do, keep going. I hope that makes sense. But thank you, ladies. You guys are really, you guys are hot.
Thank you. I think somebody else is trying to chime me in, too.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Carla.
Hey. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning. When I'm thinking about this fear, my fear has always been healing of myself, because of how it could impact those around me. So I put how they would feel and how they would react before my own healing. And it all stemmed from a fear of rejection, a fear of being left. And I'm like, I belabored my healing process because I always put others before myself. That was a great fear for me. And it's still today, I still struggle with it, because that's why it took so long for my book to come out.
Yeah, that's powerful. That's powerful. And those are the powerful nuggets. Those are the realities. And I relate to that space, Carla. I relate to that space. I've felt that. I felt that. That was honestly one of my stumbling blocks that held me up from doing a lot of things, especially from writing, because I was so concerned and so consumed with how others would feel. But let me point this out. That's in the next chapter. That's in the next sentence for us both and for every other person that you just spoke up for in this moment. To use an example of an actress named Ray Kramer. And Ray was 29 years old. She had racked up $50 in video store fees. But instead of paying it off, she negotiated with the manager. She had it reduced down to $20. Ray had never done this before, but it was because of what you said in this book. She said, you don't get what you deserve. You get what you demand.
Mm.
You see?
Amen.
So that's really the whole point of what we're doing now is we can say, Carla, you deserve to be a best-selling author. Carla, you deserve to be a six-figure earner. You know, Carla, you know, Chastity, you deserve this. You deserve that. You deserve this, King. We can say those things, but until we demand it of ourselves, Carla, until Chastity demanded of herself, the rest of the world only give us what we demand. So if we don't show up with enough love and we're putting everybody else first, then how in the heck do we think everybody else going to show up?
Amen.
So I think that's powerful. I think that was a powerful share that you just shared. And one of the things that they continue to say here is usually, Ray continued to say here, she said, usually I'm horribly embarrassed to do something like that, but it actually felt good. I just felt a little more empowered. And that's really what this whole exercise is about for all of us, is just feeling more empowered as men and women, as kings and queens, as gods and goddesses on this line, creating a life that we truly do desire, truly do desire. But we really have to face it. We have to talk about it. We have to affirm it. And we have to demand it.
So let me...
And truly from ourselves. Go ahead.
I wanted to share one of my fears that I just realized it was a fear. So let me just tell you what happened. I got in this thing, and I wanted to be able to buy more toys for the kids, which it was a really great experience. But in the experience, somebody, you know, they donated this money process. And in the experience, somebody wanted their money back, and they went to PayPal and said that I fraudulently took their money. And I was thinking to myself, so PayPal sent a letter in an email saying that they were investigating it. And they said they wanted me to go in and make a response. And at first I kept ignoring it, maybe 2 days. And then I said, you know what, because I kept going, I went in there and I couldn't see, like, it wasn't nothing that I could send back. So what do I do? I said, wonder why they just didn't ask me for their money back instead of saying that fine. So I had an attitude at first, but then I did my forgiveness work around it, and I just called PayPal. And let me tell you, and I told PayPal, I don't do things fraudulently. So whatever, if that man wants their money back, whoever it is, just give them their money back. So I was willing to give them their money back. And I told the people in the security office that, you know, when I decided to face it, I said, I don't do things fraudulent. I don't take stuff from people. And plus, I don't even know how to go in somebody's PayPal account and take money out. I don't even know how you can do it. And I don't even want to know, right? So this is what I'm explaining to the man. And so I'm telling him, but, you know, all my stuff and talking. And I told him how I want to resolve it is just giving them their money back. So I put the money in PayPal so that they can give the man their money back, because I had bought the toys for the shelter, so with the money. So the money wasn't in an account. So I was sitting down that night looking at my emails, and I got a letter back from PayPal saying, we decided that there was no fraudulent action, and we're returning your $100 back. And they decided that that person will not be returned. They were not returning their money back because it was no fraud. They could find no way that I had fraudulently did anything. And I was like, wow. Now, I wanted to get them in the money back, and PayPal said, no, absolutely not. You will be getting your money. I said, well, if the man wants, they said, no, there's no fraudulent act. Keep your money. I'm like, okay, well, I'll keep my money. But just think if I hadn't decided to face my fear and just call
PayPal and handle it. Because I was procrastinating every time I read. I'm like, I'm not dealing with that. You know, and I kept ignoring it. Mm-hmm. And then the second day when they sent another investigation, I said, let me just call them. First, I went on PayPal to figure out how to do it, the, you know, resolve it online. But there was nothing in there that I could, because it was all about returning a product. So I said, well, let me just call them and explain what happened and how the money went to buying toys for the kids and this and that, and that I'm willing to just give the money back. That's how I want to resolve it. And the man said, okay, you know, he took down my stuff. And the next thing I know, I got a letter saying, nope, you'll be getting your money back. I gave them $100 to give them, and they told me no, just because I faced the situation. But what if I didn't face it? What if I just kept ignoring? They probably would have said, okay, Janine was fraudulent, or maybe they would have said, well, we're taking your money. I don't know what would have happened if I had not taken the opportunity to deal with it. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? And so I think my procrastination came from fear of what could be the possibility of the unknown here. I didn't think about it, but when I just was sitting here listening to you talking, I realized that it took me 2 days to deal with that, when I should have just, as soon as I got the investigation, should have just immediately opened it up and dealt with it, but I didn't. Yeah. But I told myself, I'm not going to let this go forth. Let me handle this one, and I did, and it just worked out so well. I just wanted to share that. Mm.
One step at a time, one step at a time, as we learn and grow.
I think that's awesome. Definitely awesome. Yeah, those PayPal things, if you ignore them, you do not want to be on their not do business list. So that's not what you want to do. You do not ignore PayPal. So yeah, because that slows down a lot of transactions in your life. So
yes, it does.
That's awesome. Yeah, yeah, ultimately you do. But I definitely could understand how that could paralyze you with fear or just frustration with, you know, what's about to happen next? Oh, my God. So been there. Lord, have mercy. So can you imagine we're way past the top of the hour? The time has really flew. But
oh,
so much, everyone. Girl, yeah, I still had other points I was about to get it through. But, oh, okay, so. I probably need to make sure I get on to my business and what I have to do today, because I do need to get on these phones here. So, and still get to my workout. So, definitely, family, it has been quite the experience this morning. I thank you so much for just sharing and us all just opening up and just really just talking about those different things. And the reality is the only way for us truly to overcome under-earning is truly facing our biggest fear and facing our biggest hurdle, which is ourselves. It's time that we truly do realize that we don't get what we deserve in life, but what we demand. Demand the best for yourself. Demand the best for yourself. That has resonated in me even more today. It has resonated to the point of what I'll even tolerate and accept from anyone, even from myself. So we have to be mindful of the excuses we give ourselves for the additional brownie or not going on a walk, or for those of us in sales or those of us who own businesses, not making the extra dial, not overcoming the objection, not following up, all those different things.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't serve us. It doesn't serve us in this place. So it's time for us to really get real, Janine, because we're really moving into the space of a new year for us all. And the only way to really start preparing for all this new energy, and I know my solar return is returning, my birthday is coming, and I'm so excited about it, is really putting the pen to the paper now and really doing it. So I challenge you all to do the same. I challenge you to really read the book, show up, talk about it. I appreciate you just being here and just your loving energy. Anything that you need from me as far as protecting your family, your grandkids, with insurance, I definitely will be able to assist you. I am licensed in multiple states. You are able to reach me directly at 614-230-6600. Again, my direct contact number is 614-230-6600. My name is Chastity A. Wells. I am Linda Wells' oldest daughter, Oh, I'm her oldest child. My bad. I'm her oldest child. I'm her only daughter. So God bless my mama. God bless my mama. Y'all keep my mama in prayer. This baby has a long drive to work now, so she's not able to hang out with us in the morning no more because she has a new route to work. So kind of takes her from us for a minute until she gets situated with this new position. So I love you all, and thank you so much for allowing me to serve you. And Janine, thank you for the platform and allowing me to facilitate overcoming under earning with Barbara Stanley with Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. You all have an absolute wonderful weekend. If you need me, call me. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow. Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, overcoming those fears and not procrastinate. Wow. It was just like an aha moment for me as well, even though I know better. But I see where there's still some things I need to clean up in my own self. You see what I'm saying? Woo. Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, y'all. Well, let's get it started. Let's listen to a motivation and get some Christmas news and pop it, and then we're going to let you go. The mindset. What should we do? The best motivation. That's what we're going to do today.
I'm telling you, you can make whatever kind of money you want to make. You can have whatever you want to have. You can do whatever you want to do. Like, there are no limitations. And aren't you tired? There's some of y'all out there right now. You're tired. You know, somebody telling you when to come to work. Somebody telling you when to take lunch. Somebody telling you when to do a vacation. Somebody telling you what you can and cannot do. Some of us, we were born to fly. But what I'm telling you is, when you become the right person, what I mean by the right person is, once you identify who you are and you begin to separate yourself from the masses and you begin to see your individuality, when you begin to see your talents, when you begin to see your personal skills, all right, it's like this. If you ever wore a suit from the store before, that's one thing. But if you ever got a suit tailored, are you hearing what I'm saying? If you ever got a tailored suit before, you know that it's different from going to buy a one-size-fits-all suit and then having a suit that's tailor-made. It fit different. The pants are different. The way you walk in it is totally different. Why? Because it's fit to you. And what I'm telling you is, you need to have a tailor-made life. When you were created with a specific purpose, a specific design. I don't care if you was born and, you know, your parents didn't claim you. You still special. I don't care if your mama went in your life, your daddy went in your life. You are still special. When you were created, you were designed to do what nobody else can do. And I'm telling you, when you become the right person, when you become the right person, what you do is you start separating yourself from other people. You begin to have a certain uniqueness. As long as you're following other people, as long as you're being a copycat, you will never ever be the best copycat in the world, but you will be the best you could be. So I'm challenging you, number one, I'm challenging you to define your value, right? Number two, I challenge you, listen to me, if you want to make more money, if you want to be more successful, if you want to have and do stuff you ain't never done before, number two, I'm asking you to invest in you. That's right, invest what? Number one, I'm asking you to invest time. I'm asking you to invest time in yourself. Some of y'all, you spend so much time with other people. You spend so much time trying to get people to like you. You spend so much time trying to fit in that you don't even know who you are. You know other people more than you know yourself. You study them. You know about them. You want to hang out like them. You want to be just like them. And you know what? You've invested so much time in them, you don't know who you are. I challenge you to spend time by yourself. I challenge you to check yourself out. There's some young ladies right now, you fine, you pretty, you got it going on. Some brothers, you handsome, you suave, you got swag. But you know what your problem is? You been in one relationship after another relationship, and you ain't never been in a good relationship because you don't even know you. You spend so much time taking her out. You spend so much time trying to impress him. You spend so much time buying her flowers, taking her out to lunch. You spend so much time calling him. You don't even know who you are. You heard what I said. You've invested so much of your time in being liked by other people, being loved by other people, being appreciated by other people, that you don't even know who you are. And I challenge you to invest time in your own self. I challenge you to get to a place when people don't like you, it don't even bother you no more. Why? Because you're not concerned with trying to make them happy, because you're trying to blow up. You're trying to get to the next level. E.T., I don't like the fact that you do this. I don't care. I'm not living my life for you. I'm living my life for me.
time to be about the business of you, family. Stop procrastinating. Stop allowing fear to overcome and debilitate or keep you, because what is procrastination? The assassination of your destination, right? Come on, family. Let's keep moving. Let's make things happen in our life. Let's allow the spirit of God's goodness to work through us and get it done. We see what happens when we take action. Don't be afraid to invest in you. There's no bigger and better investment than an investment in you, family. That's what this is all about. Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe is what? About investing in you, investing time, investing in you so that you can move to that next level. I'm telling you, you can chase dollars, you can do all that stuff, but until you invest in you, life won't change, family. And so today, I'm going to play My Favorite Things by Luther Vandross. I hope that you become one of your most favorite things to do. And I promise you it'll change your life. My Favorite Things right here on The Love Journey with Luther.
simply remember my favorite thing, and then I don't feel so
life, family. I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice, family. And remember not to just dream, but live your God-sized dreams. And remember, you are God's greatest gift. You are God's greatest creation on the planet. And so as you move through this weekend, I want to remind you to operate in understanding that there's nothing on the planet greater than the gift that you are. All right, have a great, amazing, happy, love, joy-filled weekend. And can you imagine one more week and it is Christmas? All right, well, we're going to play This Christmas, and I'll see you on Monday on Lifestyle of the Rich and Not So Famous. Have a good Christmas weekend. Have a great weekend.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. The fire thank you.
All right. Have a great, wonderful, love-filled day. Hope to see you tonight on Love, Sex, and Relationship as our beautiful sister launch her book. Hope to see you on Manifestation Destination Prayer Line. Don't forget, every Sunday, right here in Chi-Town, it starts at 7 Central on right here. I don't got the number, but you know what? Maybe I'll post it on Facebook, and that way you can know it too. So make sure you tune in to Manifestation Destination Prayer Line on Sunday. Make sure you tune in tonight to Love, Sex, and Relationship. And don't forget, meditate till you levitate. You can look that up on Facebook every morning. She is meditating and levitating and bringing us great information. All right, family, I see you on Monday. Yes, Monday. On Lifestyle of the Rich and Not So Famous. You've been tuned into the Love Journey right here with Janine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a great weekend.